Welcome back. Second hour of the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. It's my mother's birthday, so you had to be here.
Yes, because such a big party.
Oh, yes, indeed. We sure are. Thanks for all the well wishes and the questions.
I'm the one who should say that. It's my birthday. I thank them for the well wishes.
Okay, well, I'm appreciative that people are appreciative of you and acknowledging you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's very sweet.
But you go ahead. Now you do it. No, you go. You go.
Okay,
so we were talking. It is that time in the show where we open the phone lines and take questions. So feel free if you want to call in at 651-641-1071. You can also email us by going to the MyTalk app or mytalk1071.com and clicking on the Shop Girls page. We had a couple emails that came in this morning. One of them was in regards to the conversation we had earlier about Target really cracking down on that 10 items or less in the self-checkout lane. And Beth, who was listening to the show, says she just wanted to comment that she would much prefer to have a person ring her up, just like you and Grant.
Yes. Yep.
And bag her items for her. She said, but at the Shoreview and Vadnais Heights store, there are typically only one or two lanes open with cashiers. This is what I'm talking about, Beth.
See,
my experience.
I have not found that, but I think they will do something about that now.
She's, and Beth said, hopefully with limitations to self-checkout, they will have higher staffing of cashiers. They better, that's kind of ridiculous. So yes, I'm completely in agreement with you, Beth. Then we had Janice write in saying she is not a fan of the high-waisted pants that you were talking about,
right.
Mom, earlier
right.
in the show, saying that they're trending for spring, and they have been for a while now. But she said she loves the wide-legged look. She's hearing a little bit about low-rise coming back. When can I expect to start seeing low-rise or mid-rise in stores, anywhere I can find them now? So I would say yes, of
she
course.
You can find them lots of places.
You know, I mean, I think that this is kind of we're beyond there being one unified trend.
Right, exactly.
Certainly, I think you're going to find more high-rise and more stores that do sort of on-trend fashion doing that, but that doesn't mean that you can't find. In fact, A Gold, you know, that denim line that everybody loves. They sell it at Evereve. They have it at Anthropology. They have it at boutiques too. They're doing a low slung jean now for spring.
Okay. With the wide leg?
It's more of a straight, but you know, I think it's hard to find that combo. I think generally when you find the wide leg, it is higher waist.
Somewhat, yeah.
Definitely you can find mid-rise. I would say Levi's does. Levi's is one of those brands that they'll have every rise. They'll have low, mid,
but she's
and
not
high.
Necessarily looking for jeans, is she?
No, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
trying to help.
Well, yeah, but you're not, because she just wants
okay,
pants.
Mom, where are you going to send her?
Almost anywhere. She can go
almost
to Macy's.
Almost anywhere. That's
no.
helpful. Great.
She can go to Macy's.
Our work is done here.
Yes,
let's go.
Just go to a store. I think she could go to Macy's.
Yeah.
I think that she could go to Nordstrom.
Uh-huh.
I think she could.
Okay,
she
I think we were looking for a little more specifically for some brands to send her to.
Oh, it didn't say brand, so I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know, then you take it.
Oh, my God. I would say if you walk into, like, an Evereve, they will certainly be able to direct you to the mid or high. And any store that does specialize in denim, like a Levi's or a Madewell, they're going to have different rises
right.
for sure. Ellen is on the line with a report
Ooh.
From Target.
Ooh.
She's out in the field. Hello, Ellen.
Hi.
How's it going out there?
Pretty good. Busy shopping day.
Yeah. So how were things at Target? We were talking earlier because the Diane von Furstenberg highly awaited collection launched today. How did it look?
Yes. I was at the Knollwood Target, and it's a little picked over, but there's tons of Diane von Furstenberg still left in the setup.
Okay, good. Did you get anything?
I didn't.
Okay.
I eyed a couple of pieces, but nothing really caught my eye.
Nothing
but
spoke
there
to
was
you.
A ton.
Okay.
Well, it's good to know that there's a lot.
Good to know that it's not gone, because sometimes, you know, they disappear quickly. Thank you for the report, and thanks for listening,
thank
Ellen.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
651-641-1071 is our number if you have a question, a comment, or an on-the-scene report as you're out shopping today. So, we have a lot of different things. Do you want to talk about the
your mother?
So this has been an ongoing debate that actually started on January 1st, the first day of this calendar year.
Okay.
On the mother of Instagram, motherof.co, we posted this video that had already been viral of a mother and her son starting the typical traditional, you know, mother-son wedding dance. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the music changes to Let's Groove, and they break into the most epic, fun, energetic, joyful, choreographed dance, the two of them. Delightful. This had already gone viral. We saw it, and I actually reached out to her to get the story. And we wrote the story on motherof.co about, like, how they decided to do this and all that. Anyway, the comments came fast and furious. There are now like 1,200 plus comments.
Really?
A lot of people saying,
really felt strongly.
Some people saying, mom goals, this is like so amazing. I hope my son will do this with me. This is so fun. But other people saying, sit down.
Keep her in
lady.
The background.
Yes. Literally saying, what is this mother doing? Hogging the spotlight. This day is about the bride and groom. Stay out of it.
Well,
I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. I didn't see it coming, but it hasn't stopped.
But first of all, I mean, the mother, I'm sure, didn't just on her own say she's going to do this.
Well, of course.
The bride and groom knew.
Yes.
The groom had to practice with her.
Of course.
They were on
board. And people were saying, you know, where's the bride? I'm like, she's standing on the side watching and smiling. What do you mean, where's the bride?
Right.
So we reached out to a couple of local event planners, the one and only Amy Zaroff and Gretchen Culver of Rocket Science Events, to get their take. I think I know what your take is, Mom.
Absolutely. First of all, you want to make everything fun about the wedding.
Yeah.
And, you know, just as you have pointed out with starting Mother of, the mother isn't supposed to sit in the background. It's her day, too. This is exciting
her child
get married.
I thought this was really interesting. Gretchen,
I sang at your wedding.
You sure did. Gretchen Culver of Rocket Science Events said just that. She's like, you know, dads and daughters have been dancing together forever, long before it was trending on TikTok. And nobody ever accused the dad of hogging the spotlight. Like, let the mom and the son have their moment. And one thing that I hadn't even thought about that I really appreciated that both Amy Zaroff and Gretchen Culver mentioned was it's not just the dance at the wedding, which is entertaining and fun for the guests, because it's boring to just watch someone slow dance up there. So if you're thinking of your guests, this is for sure more fun. But the other things they were saying is, you know, a lot, depending on how it goes in traditional, a lot of times the groom doesn't have as many responsibilities
and
the groom and the mom don't have as many moments together as
moment.
A mother and daughter might in the planning process. And so if this allows them to go take lessons together and to have something that they're doing together, how fun is that?
I would have, my son, if I had suggested it, I mean, it's many years ago.
He would have run away.
He would have said, are you kidding?
He would have called
because
off the wedding.
He wouldn't get out on the dance floor. That's the main thing.
So yes.
But I think it's a fabulous thing.
Yeah.
I don't see what is wrong. I can't figure that out.
The choreographed dance thing is definitely trending because, you know, that's what
social media. Yeah, with wedding parties or the.
That's what social media calls for. But I just can't believe. I mean, I'm still like this one person who commented. Where is it? Sorry, but this mom and son dance thing that everyone's doing is so off. It should be a beautiful, meaningful dance. Why is mom trying to steal the show from the bride?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the experts have spoken.
The experts
have spoken, and they say, go for it. Parent dances are boring. No guest wants to watch them, so why not give them something that's actually going to be enjoyable and fun? It's an amazing moment. Amy Zaroff did have this advice. She said, now, don't ask your son son to do a Patrick Swayze style run and jump. She said, leave Dancing with the Stars to ABC and just have fun with it. Show your personality and relish the moment.
Some of those people would not have been happy being at your wedding because
you were stealing the spotlight way before TikTok.
I sang to you and your husband, but I sang Making Whoopee.
Yeah.
And I think a good man is hard to find.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. And Grant does fun. This surprises you not at all.
Not a bit. And I love it.
Does that make me an Aries?
Oh, I love it.
I think so. Well, feel free to weigh in. We'll put a link up to the blog post and you can find the dance on the Instagram at motherof.co. And feel free to weigh in with your thoughts. But we'll be back in a minute with the tech report.
We sweat together. We grunt together. We meditate together. We play together. We dance together. We splash together. We breathe together.
And deep breath in.
We belong together. Join the YMCA to strengthen your basic human need for community. Learn more at ymcanorth.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. It's like we should have added minutes to the clock today.
We should have.
Just to make your birthday dreams come true and make it an extra long tech report.
The internet is a series of tubes. Tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
So, if you want a free TV, you can get one from Samsung.
Oh.
A little bit of a catch. They had their Unbox and Discover event, and that's where they formally launched their new TVs that they had announced back at the Consumer Electronics Show. This one, the newest one, is an anti-glare OLED. So to sweeten the pot this year, they are throwing in a free 65-inch TV with select 2024 TV pre-orders. So it's not exactly like the top end of the spectrum. Okay. It is their
but it's free.
Lower one.
Free is
but
free.
But it is free. And you don't have to get the most expensive one to get it. There were a lot of sort of cranky comments about it. One of them that I loved was somebody wrote, yep, literally the only use case I can think of here is for parents to give the extra TV to their college age kids. But that's not such a terrible thing.
No, it isn't.
And another one said, so this is basically a deal for those looking for the perfect guest bedroom TV in addition to the TV they actually
so much
want.
Hostility.
Yeah, a lot of hostility. The thing is, I mean, no, it's not the top end, but you know, if there's some place that you'd like to have an extra TV, now this TV that is new is around the $3,000-$4,000 price range.
Oh.
So you're going to put out a little money before you get the free one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's there.
Okay.
So you're always accusing me of talking only about Apple instead of talking about
you have a real bias.
Well, I don't mean to. And so I wanted to get this news out there for all of you Microsoft users. Microsoft is bringing the spell check feature to its Notepad app on Windows 11. There are testers right now who can access the new spell check support in Notepad, but it will be available to all Windows 11 users later this year. So the spell check in Notepad works a lot like the Microsoft Word or inside the Microsoft Edge browser, which I know nothing about. Misspelled words are automatically underlined in red, and you can fix your mistakes then if there are spelling mistakes. And they've also added autocorrect so that you know, they're fixed while you keep typing.
Okay.
So this is going to come out for everybody, I guess, later this year. Right now, they're still testing. Fitbits. We haven't talked about Fitbits in a long time.
Does anyone still use them?
Apparently, Google owns them. Do you know that? So
I just sort of thought between the Apple Watch and the fact that our phones can sort of track from our pocket, it's sort of negated.
But Google feels that the users need more than they've gotten from their Fitbit. So during a live stream event called The Checkup, Google revealed a new feature coming to Fitbit models, artificial intelligence.
Of course.
And they are partnering to build a personal health large language model otherwise known as LLM, which is a lot easier to say. And it's going to help you to make sense of all the data that Fitbit gathers. So it
data
will,
or data?
You say data, I say data. Okay, let's call the whole thing off. Anyway, it'll run using Gemini, the Google AI model, and it will be trained using anonymous data from real human case studies that have been gathered from people who are accredited coaches and wellness experts. Excuse me. For example, Google said the model could be used to break down exercise impacts that and the quality of a person's sleep. It will be available to a limited number of premium Android users on Fitbit Labs later this year. They haven't said exactly when they will roll it out to everyone. Mm. Now, I am sure that you have heard about the U.S. government suing Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Justice Department has filed a case against Apple. This is interesting. I hadn't thought about this. For violating antitrust laws. And more specifically, the case revolves around how Apple's used its lockdown ecosystem to build a monopoly on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
They basically suppress mobile cloud streaming services. They block cross-platform messaging apps. They limit third-party digital walls. And they even limit how well third-party smartwatches work on its platform. It doesn't make you have a real warm feeling for Apple when you read this.
Yeah.
During the press conference announcing the lawsuit, the deputy attorney general said Apple's efforts smothered an entire industry.
Whoa.
And a response to the lawsuit from Apple said, this lawsuit threatens who we are and the principles that set Apple products apart in fiercely competitive markets.
And nobody wants to give up their Apple products.
Right. But it's very interesting. If they can't, you know, make this work, it means they have to open things up. This happened. The DOJ filed a suit against Microsoft in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, you know, this has kind of the same feel about it. And inside the U.S. Department of Justice in their complaints, they said this, what they did with Microsoft is kind of a reminder of what could pave the way against this suit.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, it'll be very interesting to see if they come out on top. Who do you think's going to win?
Apple.
Do you?
Yes.
I wouldn't be so sure. Microsoft didn't. Hmm. So yeah, basically, there. Are you laughing at me?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm laughing with Grant.
Yeah, we're laughing together.
Why are you both laughing? Why are you laughing at me?
Apple's a powerful company, and they've had their cases with the government when it comes to access of phones for even privacy of cases, and they've won those.
But you don't think the government is more powerful than Apple?
At times, no.
Yeah, they turned out to be more powerful than Microsoft. I mean, the point is, which I didn't realize, is that, yes, they make these wonderful products, but they also shut out anybody else from knowing, you know, techniques of doing this.
It's tough.
Yeah. I'm gonna talk
it's
to
hard
Tim
to be
Cook.
That big and be totally altruistic, yeah. Right?
Okay.
It just doesn't really work that way.
I suppose. I will call Tim Cook.
Uh-huh.
And
make sure you get his name right.
Yeah. No. What did Donald Trump call him? Mr. Apple?
Yes.
I will call Mr. Apple and talk to him and see what we can work out.
Do that.
And I'll report back. No time to talk about Reddit going public. Save that for another time.
Did you get a little piece of it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah, what can you do?
Okay. All right, good report.
Thank you.
Thanks for the tech report.
Sure.
When we get back, everything is coming up, roses and tulips and daisies and everything else. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You are listening to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. We're all cowboys in Beyonce's world, that's for sure. Cowgirls. So, Mom,
yes.
It is that time of year. You know, you start thinking about the spring blooms, what's trending, what to put together, where to see some fresh flowers.
Yeah, I could use them.
I think we should ask an expert.
Okay.
We need an expert.
Time now for the Shop Girls to ask.
She really knows what she's talking about.
She knows everything.
an actual expert.
Hear that? We've got an expert here.
Oh, do we ever. Leslie Rausch, Vice President of Merchandising and Visual Design at Bachmann's. Talk about an expert and talk about a busy time of year. Leslie, thanks for fitting us in.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Allie, and your mom, Harmony. Appreciate the invite.
We're happy to have you. Well, let's start at, because there are so many different things going on that you have your hand in right now. Let's start at the Galleria, because the floral experience, the Bachmann's Galleria floral experience, kicks off tomorrow.
Correct. So there is a quiet opening today, but the floral experience is called Into the Deep.
Ooh.
And they are emulating Under the Sea.
Ah.
So it's just it's a spectacular experience. I actually stopped by there this morning, emulating what the floor of the sea looks like with about 100 different flowers, trees, plants, lots of cactus, Spanish moss, tillandsia, bulbs. It's just beautiful to look at.
I can't wait to see it.
It smells brilliant.
Oh,
so is there like, I know that for anyone who hasn't seen it, I mean, you literally, the entire length of the Galleria becomes like this epic floral journey. Is there like one big moment or a couple of them as you walk through the shopping center?
Yes, there are big moments at both of the entrances, at each end, as well as in the middle. By the Good Earth, and they're bigger, they're larger, they just have a bigger statement as well.
And,
as
and everybody loves to take pictures.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the best photo op?
Yeah.
There are so many photo opportunities there. It is unbelievable. As I said, I went this morning. It was just beautiful.
Oh, I can imagine.
Are there any like takeaways for, you know, as you're looking at the flowers and admiring them? I mean, are there things that would work well at home or that are particularly good at this time of year? Or do you have to be a professional?
For us novices.
Yeah.
No, certainly there are some things that apply today. There are a lot of bulbs in there, so that would be blooming bulbs that anybody could actually coax and plant themselves in the fall for spring blooms. There are definitely some products that are not hardy to our zone outside, but really create, they're so unique and unusual that they create part of the experience.
Sure.
Filtered inside of each of the displays, there are 12 little miniature gardens that emulate under the sea, a mermaid perhaps, or an underwater castle. Hmm. So those are seated throughout as well.
We could do it in the bathtub.
Yeah,
that would work.
I'm always amazed at how you get this all done. How do you get it all planted?
You know, it is the craziest thing with these, what our landscapers do, but there are 4 overnights. It's 5 semi-loads of product, 4 overnights where they are working after the customers leave until the morning, and they install for 4 nights in a row, and tonight they'll just go in and tidy up, and then they water.
Yeah.
You know, they go in periodically and water. They'll replace product as it needs to be replaced just to continue with the experience.
I remember back in the days when it was the Dayton's and Bachmann's flower show, and it was quite an undertaking what they did in the auditorium and how they kept everything so beautiful for the entire run of the flower show.
Wasn't that fun? They did such a wonderful job at Dayton's.
Incredible.
And, you know, I think Galleria decided, you know, this is a great opportunity for us as
it
well.
Is.
We don't. Yeah.
Fifth year. It's so wonderful that this carries on. I love the hot tip that you could go over to the Galleria today and get sort of the soft open, because the official opening of the floral experience is tomorrow, March 24th, and then it runs through April 7th. But Leslie, that's not the only thing.
Can I just ask one question before you get to the next thing?
Yeah.
Who comes up with the themes every year? How is that chosen?
That's a great question. So Galleria does have an expert on props, and they work with our landscape team. Our landscape team does most of the design work for all the plant material. Mm-hmm. They choose what they want to emulate. When you see this, when you actually see this, what's fun is how the plant material actually emulates something that would be undersea. Mm. And that's why we've got a lot of tropical plants that maybe are not hardy here, but they're so unique and they have such great color and texture and branches.
And Leslie, I mean, while we're still on the subject, are there moments inside some of the stores too?
There are displays throughout, as well as the West End lobby, which is beautiful, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So take a look there, because one of our experts also went over and did a design install there as well. Yeah, a couple of the stores have chosen to participate. Fawbushes in particular has models with apparel on and then draped in greenery and blooming plants. So, yeah, take a look.
Very cool.
Well, it'll bring a smile to everyone's face.
Meanwhile, it'd be a nice antidote to the snow tomorrow.
Yes, for sure.
To go to the flower show. So meanwhile,
much needed.
Bachman's Spring Spectrum event is also going on, running through April 6th. What is that, Leslie?
Well, as you know, we have done an ideas house for several years in the spring, fall, and holiday. And this year we did a little bit of a twist to the house, which is within the Bachman's Lindale store, and it is 15 rooms, 10 rooms, as well as 5-6 front porches that you could emulate in your own front porch. But what we did different this year is we used the color wheel, the true color wheel, the Roy G. Biv, as sort of the foundation of how we design the rooms. Mm. And we're trying to educate and teach. Therefore, we talk about complementary colors. We talk about monochromatic colors. We talk about tetradic colors and triadic and how you can work the color wheel to create your room.
Mm. Mm. Very cool. So it's all about color, and this is, and anybody can go and walk through this to get inspiration.
Correct. It's free to the public. You'll get a handout explaining the color wheel, walking you through as a self-guided tour to each of the rooms and what the room represents for style, what it represents on the color wheel, and ideas that are within each room. We want everybody to take away something that they can bring back and do in their own home. And that's what Bachman's wants to represent, how to add inspiration.
And right. What is the spring inspiration brunch on the 7th of April that you're having?
Great question. So we do have two specific events that are above and beyond walking through and seeing the house. And those events include a couple of demonstrations on how to do floral arrangements seasonally at this time, as well as container designs. And then each event has an expert, a subject matter expert, talking about something. You get wine, light bites. So the inspiration evening on the 4th is actually a Thursday night. But yes, we have a Sunday brunch on Sunday, April 7th, where we'll do the demonstrations, as well as we have somebody coming and speaking about a color expert that does TED speakers. Oh. And she's going to talk to everybody about color. And we have music going on, and as I said, light bites and wine, and it's just a really fun event for people.
I want to just call out a few of the 2024 color trends that you are showcasing at Bachman's at the headquarters store on Lindale. So there's the South Beach trend, which is reds and oranges and yellows. That sounds like your palette.
I like that. Yep.
And you've done that with what, orchids and kind of a tropical vibe?
Very much a tropical vibe with orchids, bougainvillea, canna. Fern leaves, just spectacular. It is so fun and bright and colorful. It just, you feel like you're in South Beach, Miami.
I love that.
Sounds good.
Then there's the vintage violet. What is that? Yes. What's that one about?
So that's complementary colors that work across from one another. That is a lot of purples and violets complemented with green. And it's very interesting and unique, but it has this vintage tone. It's beautiful.
Okay. And then we've got the Spring Grove Pastel Palette. softer colors, softer shades?
Yeah, this is a room that is just warm and inviting, very pastels. It's a corner of the color wheel. And they all work together. It's very inviting. It's a room that you would just want to sit down. It's so cozy and warm, just very soft, but very warm.
Sit and read a book.
Do you notice that people picking up on this? Like, will people buy brighter bouquets than they might otherwise because they're seeing all of it showcased?
Well, you know, you hope so. And for spring, we're all looking for color of any kind at this point. It's been a, you know, every winter is a dark winter or a snow-covered winter, and we find that in the springtime, people really welcome any kind of a color story. So we just brought some unusual color stories this year and color combinations to that.
Yeah, well,
and
it sounds
great. The idea that this is free and that you can go and walk around and see all this beauty and get ideas for your own home.
Shoot, I wish we hadn't mentioned that because I was planning to take you there for your birthday. I bought VIP tickets.
Oh, VIP. Sure you did. Yeah.
Well, two great events to check out. So much fun. Bachman's Galleria Floral Experience, the 24th through the 7th. And then, of course, you can go over to the Bachman store on Lindale and check out Spring Spectrum, the inspiration and idea house. Leslie, you have certainly been busy. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me and enjoy the experience.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back to wrap up the show, give you some more headlines and a few steals and deals. That's still ahead on Shop Girls. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a fun couple of hours with you. You're listening to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Okay, Mom, I know you have a funny story.
Oh, I do.
Tell us your funny okay. story.
Well, I don't know if it's a, you know, ha-ha, but I just think it's kind of funny. Actually, NPR reported on it. The French luxury house, Hermès, they are known, they said, for their play hard to get sales tactics and the scarcity of their Birkin bag. Everybody knows about the Birkin bag and how it's the it bag. It's the status symbol among all of the rich and famous. And now it is at the center of a lawsuit filed by shoppers in California. Hermes is being sued over allegations that it will only sell its coveted Birkin bag to customers with a quote unquote a sufficient purchase history.
What?
Hermes violated antitrust laws by illegally tying the purchase of Birkin bags to the purchase of some of their other items. In other words, you know, if you go in and you buy their shoes and their scarves and their belts, then you can buy one. But otherwise, you can't.
That's crazy.
Now, these bags can cost well over $100,000. They're only sold at the company's retail stores. Mm-hmm. But and the salespeople at these stores get commission on all of their other merchandise, but not on the Birkin bags.
And what?
Yep.
Why?
Yeah. Because they want the money, obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
And the complaint claims that Hermes' compensation structure for sales associates was designed to ensure its employees follow its scheme. And one of the two plaintiffs in the suit has said they already spent tens of thousands of dollars at Hermes, but was coerced into purchasing more products in order to get the Birkin bag. And some people have not been able to get it at all. And according to the Federal Trade Commission, if the seller offering the tied products had sufficient marketing power in the tying products, these arrangements can violate the antitrust laws. So if you're forced to buy other things,
shut down, basically.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be, yes. So many people, they said on social media, show very little sympathy for the people who are suing because they say this is a rich person's problem.
Yes.
But on the other hand, you know, I mean, that could go for anything that people could do that and say you can only buy something if you buy something else.
Right.
So we will wait and see what happens.
Oh, I hope they get to the bottom of this.
Oh, I sure
really
do, too.
Because
I was certainly planning to buy a Birkin bag.
Yeah.
They look heavy. I don't want one. Just saying. Okay.
Okay. Wow. What is Aaron Judge up to, Mom?
Oh, Aaron Judge is now the spokesperson for a new cologne from Ralph Lauren. Mm-hmm. In case anybody doesn't know, and we shouldn't assume that everybody knows who he is, but anybody who follows baseball does, because he is a New York Yankee and one of the top players mm-hmm. in baseball.
By the way, are you doing a basketball bracket? Are you?
You
in
know,
a...
I couldn't begin to do that. I don't know the first thing about college basketball.
I don't think most people do.
No, that's why they just. Yeah, I suppose yeah. I could. I could do as well as anyone else. Mm-hmm. But anyway, on the 14th of March, Ralph Lauren Fragrances launched the latest addition to its Polo collection called Polo. Established 67, because that's the year it was established. Eau de Toilette mm-hmm. at $108. And Aaron Judge is the spokesperson of the global Design Your Dreams campaign. Hmm. It's supposed to be a fresh new scent. He's very excited. He was he has lived in New York for a long time. He's from California originally, but obviously with the Yankees, he's been there for a long time. Ralph Lauren was born in the Bronx. And so they have gotten together and he just can't believe that they asked him to do this.
Yeah.
So very excited. Nice. That's so, I don't know what it so smells like. Him. Haven't smelled it yet.
All right. And then on the local front, there's some Choo Choo Bobs news.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting. The toy store Choo Choo Bobs will soon be going to the St. Paul's Union Depot station.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Of course it does. Yes. They've been in St. Louis Park, for the last like 4 years, but they will reopen at the Union Depot on May 3rd.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
I remember when they were on Marshall in St. Paul, and I used to take my kids over there and just let them roam around hours.
They have other
it's
toys
really
too.
Really good. Well, no, I mean, it was all of the train tracks set up would keep them busy.
I understand that, but they do sell other toys as well. And they have a play area that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
But
well, they've gotten a lot savvier since those days. When in my day,
you could just go.
Yeah. I just basically dropped my kids off and snuck out the back door.
A little daycare, right?
That's they
right.
never notice.
That's right.
But on their for their May 3rd grand opening, they will have half off pricing for the play area and also extended hours until 8. So, and their regular hours are from 10 to 1 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. Okay. So that'll be nice that they're going to be in the right place.
Okay. This is kind of exciting news for downtown Minneapolis. Gray Fox Coffee is going to open at the Dayton's Project.
Right, on the Skyway level.
So finally getting a little bit of action
it's
in that
building. It's
their
first retail.
Yes. So good news for Gray Fox Coffee, locally owned.
They're going to open this summer on the Skyway level. And so it's the first permanent retail tenant. So that's kind of a nice thing.
Yes.
And the one thing this article said that I thought was interesting, it said they, in their other locations, they have wine.
Yeah.
But they are not going to here because it isn't planned because there's supposed to be a full service bar in the forecast for the Dayton Project on the street level.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what that is.
I mean, there are a lot of plans that have not come to fruition about the Dayton's Project, but it's nice to see something going
positive.
In and trendsetter. And I applaud that it's a local place that's taking a risk, that doesn't have unlimited funds or backers, and that they're going in there. And I hope it's a huge hit, and I hope it finally prompts some others to start.
There's
got to
be somebody to start things.
That's
you know?
Right. So. Okay, we've got just a couple minutes. Let's do a few steals and deals. Well, Statement Boutique, one of your faves, Mom,
yes,
in the North Loop.
That.
They are kicking off spring with a 2-day 20% off store-wide sale today and tomorrow. 20%
off. That's a good one.
Yes. So might want to get over there. We could do that for your birthday too after I take you
will
to
you
those,
buy me
after, after those expensive flower show tickets.
Yeah, right.
That I got for you.
You just
it's all about being together, Mom.
There's no end to your generosity. That's all I can say.
This is true. This is true. If you're just tuning in, of course, the Galleria Floral Experience opens officially tomorrow, although you can pretty much get a soft opening day today.
Yep.
But it opens tomorrow through the 7th. There is is a there's a maker market pop-up happening today. Also, the Minnesota Artisan Makers Market that's happening at Dual Citizen Brewing in St. Paul. So if you want to combine a little drinking with little crochet, skincare, and leather goods.
Hey, what could beat that?
There's a combo for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everybody.